B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
He has a weight problem, and he hides food, and we had been working on his diet, and I told him if I found food hidden anywhere, that he would not get to go trick-or-treating. Fat little boys that have bad habits turn into big, fat, lazy men with bad habits.
I just had to reintroduce everybody to Liz, who we met the other day right here on the Get Up Crew. Yeah, you know. Everyone's different. It's Hot 96.9. That was Liz. We met her. She told her son he was a little too chubby to go out trick-or-treating. And she said she was not going to let him have a Halloween. So we tried to convince her ourselves. We had you try to convince her. Some of you did. Some of you agreed with her methods. But did it happen or did it not happen? Were we successful in our efforts? We actually have Liz back with us right now. Hello, madam.
Hello.
So, how was your Halloween?
You know, it was quiet. We stayed at home and we binge-watched, that show, My 600-Pound Life.
Yeah, oh, yes. So, you didn't do the Halloween. So, nothing that you heard. You were listening to what people were saying,
oh,
right?
Oh, it's real funny.
Oh, yeah. Some people were very mean. The whole Switch the Witch thing where I give him toys instead of his candy.
Yeah.
No, I don't trust him to have candy anywhere near. And 10 pieces of candy, somebody suggested just giving him 10. No way. How many calories are in 10 pieces of candy?
Okay, she was definitely listening. So you didn't go out, you know, and ask for candy. But what did you do while you guys were sitting there watching TV and people were coming to your door?
Oh, we didn't participate at all. I didn't want to have the candy in the house.
That is hardcore. Were you just one of those people who kept their lights off and not answered the door when people came up?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so now it seems as if he got his punishment. So now are you done with it here, or is it going to continue, or like what's the next step?
Oh, well, I'm going to just closely monitor him over the next few weeks, and we'll see if we get to celebrate Thanksgiving or not.
Oh, damn.
That's the bottom line.
Please look after this child, because obviously,
he needs it. Some people that really agreed with me. I heard those people, too.
Yeah.
I can't paint me out to be a total ass.
Well,
there were
people
that were on my side.
No, yeah. Listen, again, I respect that you're sticking to your guns on this one.
I don't.
Pebbles, not so much.
Not at all.
But thank you though for calling us back and keeping it real with us.
And to all the people out there saying that I'm a shitty mom, shitty parent, you don't have kids or you let them walk all over you. That's the bottom line.
Wow.
I'm not going to allow it.
Parent of the year over here.
Well, Liz, I appreciate you listening to the show regardless.
Actually, I just started listening the other day, and you guys are hilarious.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you.
One, two. Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.